The word of God that I would like to share with you for our thoughts this morning as we prepare to go into a Thanksgiving break are taken from Paul's letter to Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in him by being rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith, just as you were taught, while you overflow in faith with thanksgiving. Thus far the word. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ Jesus, the legendary actress Audrey Hepburn once observed that to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. I went along thinking that the wording was to plant a tree is to believe in tomorrow. And when I looked it up, I was a little frustrated to see that my memory played tricks on me. But as I thought about it, I realized my version really takes the long view, doesn't it? I mean, it takes just a few weeks to plant a few lettuce seeds or a couple of radish seeds in the ground and be able to get your harvest there. But to enjoy the fruits of a tree planting, that takes patience. Takes a lot longer. There is no instant gratification in reforesting the earth. One really has to believe in tomorrow to plant a tree. If I were, for instance, to plant an apple tree, I would have to wait about 8 years to harvest my first Macintosh. Now, I'm getting a little bit along in years, but I think 8 years is pretty doable. I could wait for that. I also like pecans, but if I wanted to plant my own or eat my own pecans, first I'd have to move to Texas, and then I would have to wait about 15 years after planting the tree before I got the first fruit. By then, I'll probably have too much arthritis in my hands to be able to shell the nuts. If I plant a yellow pine, I would have to wait 50 to 70 years before I could harvest it for lumber. The same if I wanted a nice maple tree for the backyard of the house that I built with the lumber from the yellow pine. But you can believe in tomorrow all you want. I don't think I'm going to be around to see the harvest of that tree. In a few days, our nation, our communities, our families, and churches will be gathering to express thanksgiving, hopefully thanksgiving to God, our Maker and Redeemer. And it is important that we do that, that we put everything on pause for a bit to think about to think about what God has given us. Because it's easy, as we are surrounded by this sin-spoiled world with all of its travail and its troubles, to think that this world doesn't have much of a tomorrow. But that is why, for a full Thanksgiving, it is good to look to your roots. Paul reminds his fellow Christians, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in him, being rooted and built up in the faith, in him. That's what got me thinking about trees and their longevity. No tree will last long without a good root system. But a tree that is well-rooted can withstand just about anything. Let Jesus be your root system. Without him, we are nothing but surface roots and sandy soil. To another group of Christians, the Ephesians, Paul wrote, remember, at that time, you Gentiles were without hope and without God in the world. And that's true. There was a time, and you may not recall it, but there was a time when every one of us, due to our natural sinful condition, was without God. We were aliens to him. We were incapable of fully appreciating his goodness towards us and his love toward us. Think about what that would be like to live life without believing in God's sheltering, guiding, nourishing, redeeming presence. Think how rootless and shallow our sense of thanksgiving would be if all that we have, all that we love, all that we hope for are things that can be swept away overnight. But we have more. God, the everlasting rock, willed otherwise for us, and He brought you and I to a knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. And in that, we have the foundation of real thanksgiving. Let Jesus be your root system, and your thanksgiving will be abundant, like the cornucopia on the table, spilling forth not just the harvest fruits of the earth, but all of those blessings, those material blessings that God pours into our lives. Just think of, and I won't go through it, but Luther's explanation to the daily bread petition in the Lord's Prayer. How full our lives are, thanks be to God. Let Jesus be your root system when in your private moments the effects of sin overwhelm you. Those fears of being judged by God above all, or being forsaken by God. Those sorrows over the words you can't call back. The years wasted on self-indulgence. The cowardice of going with the crowd. For all our thanksgiving begins with thanksgiving over our forgiveness, our redemption. Jesus has justified you before the judge of all the earth. You are cleared of guilt and stand right before Him. Isn't that amazing? Jesus has cleansed the soil of your heart to grow good things there. Jesus has become the one who nourishes you as the tree of life. Let Jesus be your root system, and you will see tomorrow in a whole new way, growing up in the Spirit of God who grows us up in faith. We have a God-ordained future and a hope that will weather every storm. Oh, give thanks. We are the planting of the Lord, which one parable describes as one seed grows up to produce 30, 60, 100-fold for God's kingdom. Oh, give thanks. Sow the word, then. Be thankful that we are, even if we are taken from this world soon, oh, give thanks. We will still see real fruits in God's heavenly garden. Oh, give thanks. And amen. We sing hymn 568.